We are in Hilchis Yontif, Simen Tov Tzadi Zayin. We're up to Sif Tes Zayin, and we'll be finishing the Simen now, Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin. Hashochet Behema B'Yontif. Someone shechts a Behema on Yontif, Tov Lo Shelo Yivdok Ad Sheyavshit. It's ideal that he not check the animal to see if it's a treif or not until he first pulls off the hide. She'im Timotze Treifa Lo Yerashai Lafshita. Because if it's a treifa, then it'll become muktzeh, and he won't be able to pull off the hide. And then the whole animal is going to spoil, and he's going to end up losing his money. So this is the halacha, and the case was talking about where you have no reason to believe that this animal is a treifa. What if there is a reyes? So you have a real shaila on the animal. So there's a machlokas aposkim. Before you ask your shaila, is your behema already a suffik muktzeh or not? Sif Yud Zayin, im nimseis treifa asur l'taltala. Avol muter l'machor l'ni Yehudi g'der she'tir mechir l'Yisrael. While you're not allowed to move it once you know that it's asur, you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, but it's got to be sold in the way that you do a sale on Yantif. Shelo yishkol, you're not allowed to weigh it. Velo yaskir schum domim, and you don't mention an amount of money. If you don't trust a non-Jew, take a mashkin, and then you'll discuss the price after Yantif. Now, first of all, in the Bir Halacha, he discusses the case of a rov that shilas are brought to. So once he paskins that something is treif, it's going to be muktzah. So he should always look at the shila in a place where he can leave it, just in case it's going to end up being muktzah. Now, getting back here, there's an issue the Mishnah Berurah raises. We have a halacha that Chazal said anything where if we're not going to be matur, you're doing this, we're afraid that you're not going to shecht. We're afraid that if we're not matur the things that can turn your shechita into a money-losing proposition, if we won't be matur the things that take away from that, then people are going to end up not shechting on Yontif and they're just not going to eat meat for Yontif. So Chazal said anything that could possibly cause you a loss that's inevitable, in a way that would discourage you from shechting, they were matur tiltal in such a case. So the Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha, first of all, with regard to pulling off the hide, why do we say that if it turns out treif, you can't take the hide off? Well, people will not shecht if they know there's a chance it's treif and I'll be stuck with the leather on the animal and I have no way of pulling it off on Yontif. The whole thing's going to get ruined. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since there is the Eitzah of pulling it off before Shechita, so you're not stuck. So Chazal didn't have to go and provide for you. Now, in our case over here, what happens if you realize that this animal of yours is sitting in the sunlight? And if it turns out treifa, it's going to spoil immediately. Should Chazal be matir that? Otherwise, you're not going to shecht. So the Mishnah Berurah says no. You can always shecht in the shade, since there's an option. Chazal didn't have to provide for you. There's another teretz. Chazal did not make an exception for you because treifas are uncommon, so Chazal didn't have to provide for that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bizman hazeh, that we are machmir in treifas hareya with the lungs so much that treifas, or at least what we wouldn't eat, are common. Maybe Bizman hazeh, Chazal should provide for us and allow us to carry it. His maskona is that you could be lenient, with the exception of birds, where there's no difference between their lungs. There's nothing more that we're machmir on their lungs. It's only the lungs of animals that we're really so machmir on. Now, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah here brings up the issue that we're assuming that all of muktzeh is asur on Yontif. The Ramah brought a daya before that it's only the muktzeh of nolad, something whose status changed on Yontif. That is what is asur. So we have a machlokas here. If something becomes treif, do we call that muktzeh or do we call that nolad? It used to be people food and now it turned into animal food? Or do we say, no, you just found out that it was treif? But really, it's just a good old muktzeh, and if you wish to be makel on the basis of the Ramah, you could. Now, going back to the halacha that you're allowed to sell it, So you're also allowed to sell the hind part of the animal if you don't have no one around to do nikur. And the minhag today is that they don't even bother doing nikur on the back of the animal, so you can actually sell it. But otherwise, you couldn't sell it. It means Chazal weren't matir stam selling an animal. They were matir selling the animal because of a hefsid. So what happens if you shechted animals before Yontif and now you want to sell it? If you could have sold it before Yontif, because you're afraid of a loss, let's say, since you could have sold it before Yontif, we say that there's no reason why Chazal had been metakin for you to be able to sell it on Yontif itself.